then you're going to talk about that. Died.
How he died.
Okay, you'd say how he died. All right, where is the place? What's the name of the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. The box that people are buried in. Want to use that. Where you put people into the burial.
Casket.
Okay.
Vault.
Okay. And the ceremony involving?
Funeral.
Okay. And sometimes you say that the people are dressed in black because they are?
Mourning.
Okay. Somebody greets you on the street and says, how are you today? And you're feeling about average. You'd say, oh, I'm
fair.
Okay. Fair. Right. Someone's troubled and you want to comfort them, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right.
I'm sorry.
Or you want to make,
you don't... Yeah, my deepest sympathy.
Well, you don't want to even make it that big a deal. You just want to kind of make them forget about it. You might say, well, let's try another. Let's suppose that I'm worried because after a while I go out and I can't find Gene and the boys. And you want to comfort me, but you don't want to make too big a deal of it. You might say, well, they'll be back in a minute.
Don't worry.
Yeah, that's what we'd probably say. Okay? A disease in the joints that gets the joints stiff sometimes is called
arthritis.
Okay. There's a disease that probably you know more about than I do. Because now they give shots. It used to really, in essence, cause people to choke to death. Remember the name of that disease?
Of choking to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they give the Schick test for it nowadays.
Really, a person that has a heart attack, they seem to me they're choking to death.
Okay. Yeah.
It's something else.
Yeah.
But you have
dip,
a line in it.
Dip. Starts that way.
Yeah.
What is it? We didn't get diphtheria on there, so you want to say that word again, we'll have to get some of this again. All right, we're right here.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And then that disease that makes you yellow. Remember the disease that makes you yellow, turns your skin yellow?
Oh, yellow jaundice.
Okay. And we talked about the idea that if you ate something and it didn't stay down, you'd have to
vomit.
Okay. And we didn't really come up with any kind of term other than that to talk about it. If you were talking about a person who had vomit, you would say he was sick.
To his stomach.
Okay.
Or nausea.
Nausea, okay. Somebody had some important news to tell you, and you'd say she hardly got the news when she came right over.
And told me.
Okay. Let's see where we are. We got some more tape. If you invited somebody to come over and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you'd say, now, if you don't come, I
be terribly disappointed.
Okay. I what? Say it again. I didn't get all of it.
Terribly disappointed.
Let's start over. Now, if you don't come, just start over. If you don't come,
I'll be terribly disappointed.
Okay. Sometimes
or
I'll
feel bad about
okay.
it.
This word.
Shout.
Shout. Okay. If you and somebody else are going to be glad to see me, you say, we something be glad to see you.
Like somebody was coming to visit me,
mm-hmm.
and I say, we'd be happy for you to come, be glad to see you.
Okay, happy, such as that. All right, let's... this child does something and you say, if you do that again...
I'm gonna whip him.
Okay.
Or spank him.
Okay, if... a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a young lady, you'd say he's
falling in love.
Okay. What would you call him if he is her
boyfriend?
Okay.
A lover.
Okay. Some other terms? All right. Well, you would say she is his
special girlfriend, sweetheart.
Okay. Now, when he comes home with lipstick on his collar, you'd say, well, I know what you've been doing. You've been
necking.
Okay. Let's stop there. I think that's all we can get on this one.